Disko Bay in West Greenland is a really important foraging site for bowhead whales, among other birds and mammals and fish. It's a place where the adult female bowhead whales go in spring to fuel up to support their pregnancies. They eat little zooplankton, little millimeter-long zooplankton. The system is changing really fast with climate change. Warm water is coming in from the North Atlantic. The ice is retreating. The timing of the spring phytoplankton bloom is changing. And we want to understand, is the effect of climate change on this system local, or does it work over large areas? Climate change in one place affecting the food supply to the whales in this place.
How the outcome of your study can be used, and by who and for what?
It tells us what the important scales are. It tells us, can we try to tell a complete story about climate change and plankton and the predators in one place? Or do we have to look at the entire North Atlantic or some intermediate scale to understand the food web that supports this population of whales? And the answer actually seems to be that it's quite a large scale. It probably is not a local story.
Is there any message that you want to tell to the public?
One way to say what we found is a new hypothesis about how places like Disko Bay work. Normally, we think of a foraging hotspot for something like a whale as a place that must itself be very productive. It must be producing lots of phytoplankton and zooplankton, supporting those predators and also exporting all that productivity to the nearby seas. This place, and maybe other places in the Arctic, seem like they might be the opposite of that, where the productivity in other oceans gets transported and delivered in concentrated form to the predators. So it's a challenge to our idea about how to protect these important places. It's not just that Disko Bay as itself supports the whales. It's more like it takes an ocean to feed a whale. And so the spatial interconnections mean that we have to look very broadly and think on large scales about how to support the threatened birds and fish and mammals in the Arctic as climate changes things so fast. The Arctic is one of the places that's changing fastest with climate change. In temperate latitudes, we often talk about climate change as something that we might see later over the course of our lifetime. But the pace of sea ice loss in the Arctic is exceeding predictions. It's happening right now. A new ocean is appearing in front of us, and we're scrambling to figure out how it works and what is going to change and what is not going to change so that we can put the policies in place to protect not just the animals that live there, but also the human communities that depend on those populations.